proclamation number 6855 dated the June 23, 1957. Pollution of air, water, food. Every human being may expect from you what you expect from him. You should give justice to everyone just as you demand the same from them. You should not apply different sets of standards and believe that you have greater rights than your fellow human being in those instances where you are beneficiaries of what has freely been bestowed upon you by me. What you have not acquired yourselves but what is at the disposal of all people equally, meaning those spiritual and earthly riches which my love and my creative will always place at your disposal. This includes all gifts which you receive from my hand, which you cannot produce yourselves, which are present without your involvement and which contribute towards your continued existence, which are necessary for your natural life and which may not be taken away from any human being if his life should not be endangered. These are the life-preserving elements to which every human being is entitled and which may not be taken away from him by other people or the offense against my eternal order has far-reaching consequences which not only affects the guilty people but also the creations and can even result in their termination. You'll understand this by merely asking yourselves what elements of life you require and imagine their diversity, when you experience air and water and their composites and effect on yourselves, which give the human being complete health but which can also result in illness and destruction of the body's organs when, due to human will, contamination of air and water occurs that causes incalculable damage. And the sinfulness of people already shows itself in the fact that they are not afraid to pollute these particularly important life-preserving elements such that it brings about life-threatening damage to their fellow human beings. And just as every human being holds his own life dear, he sins when he reduces his fellow human beings' most essential necessities of life, when he plays a part in jeopardizing the life of other people. In addition, endangering life also includes when the soil, which produces nourishment for human and animal life, becomes deprived of its natural quality. When, by the use of artificial agents, the designated land for cultivation takes on a different quality, the products of which now also contain substances that are by no means beneficial for the human body. Human beings are interfering with natural law. What's more, they want to improve. That is, they portray my creations as imperfect. They want to increase the soil's yield and are using the wrong methods for that, since they need only ask for my blessing to achieve truly blessed harvests as well. Another sin in this respect is the harvesting of fruit before it has ripened, when, because of greed and materialistic thought, harvesting takes place in advance of the natural process of ripening and when, as a result, the human body is forced to fight against as yet immature substances, which is not a merely physical but also a spiritual matter which is frequently unknown to you. But all this is integral to the disregard of my law of eternal order. The human being damages his fellow human, he does not treat him fairly and he contributes towards the steady increase of chaos on earth because only an earthly life lived within lawful order can have the right effect for body and soul. Every human being has the right to have the order of nature upheld because I made creation for the whole of humanity and not just for one human being. Every person requires clean air, clean water and good food for his physical life and no human being is entitled to cause harm to another that he wouldn't want to be caused to himself. But during the last period before the end there is no more consideration for the life of other people, all kinds of unscrupulous experiments take place, and always just because of ambition, greed or hunger for power, which endangers all healthy life. Thus he who wants to destroy all living creations to release the constrained spirit within in the mistaken assumption that it will then belong to him again, is triumphant. All people who act in opposition to divine order have handed themselves over to him. They follow his suggestions and ignore my commandments which require love and justice. Everyone just thinks of himself and his own advantage, and the fate of other people leaves him untouched. The life of his fellow human being is no longer sacred to him, otherwise it couldn't come to what is to be expected with certainty, that the life of all human beings will be gambled with because the divine laws of nature will be overthrown, because one day the elements will forcefully break through. Human beings themselves will be the cause of this because they sin against divine order, against my commandment to love God and their fellow human beings. Amen.